don't feel this sad because they don't have the emotional intelligence. But once you've developed it, buckle up. It's going to be another 70 years. Ride the wave. But, yeah, we have each other, and we're getting through it, and we're enjoying the bittersweetness of being sad to let someone go, as opposed to good riddance.
Oh, that is so funny, because that's what Brad says every time I leave the door.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding, of course. But you're right, absolutely. Life is a roller coaster. You have your ups, your downs, your goods, your bads, and everything in between.
Yeah, and you know, there's little things I do to get through it, and ham radio is just one of those things. It stays consistent, even when my personal life is riding waves. And, you know, the Burnaby Club on Saturdays is a good rhythm per week, but having this morning check-in, I can turn on the radio, and, you know, even if there's not much else going on, we have this in the background. So thanks for hosting, you guys, and thanks for keeping this going. I know you two are a big reason why Vancouver has some of the best ham radio on this continent.
So what I'm going to suggest is, because we are so terrible, everyone else looks glorious as
yes.
And right us up.
I'll take it.
Try to distract you. It will not. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Kilo X-ray Shannon. I'd like to confer upon you the honor of SEPTMD is prese for successfully checking in every day this week. Congratulations, my friend.
Oh my gosh, now you got me smiling and laughing. All right, you guys. Well, does that mean I'm going to get an email in my inbox with some strange certificate and graphics on it?
You never know. Stranger things have happened. You have a great day, 7-3.
Oh, 7-3, Shannon.
And I agree with her. It really is nice to hear the same voices every morning, right?
It is. I love it.
You start thinking of us as friends over the years and the decades, right? It really is nice to hear your friends on the radio. 7-3, bud. Are there any others later, Miss Rainbow Catcher Net? Please come now.
Victor Echo 7, Sierra Whiskey Sierra.
Stuart is thinking, just when I think I get out of here, they pull me back in. Why is Brad still here? Victor Echo 7, Sierra Whiskey Sierra. Good morning, bud.
You guys are still there. Yeah, that's great. There's a lot of opportunity to check in. And I thought, well, since you're there in the Sierras, you may as well get me too.
I love it, love it. And what, no soccer game today? I thought one of the kids would be playing in the field somewhere.
Actually, they both are right now, but they're coaching. And, they're independent. They're on their own doing that. I'm not there watching. Because they're actually coaching soccer teams now, so the younger kids. So, it's not like I could be there cheering them on.
You have a fantastic day, bud. 7-3.
7-3. And I love that they do that. It's just great to give back. Because as you grow up in competitive sports, it's a good thing to do to carry it on to the younger kids.
And isn't it nice, though, they are closer to the kids' age than, say, you and I are.
Yeah.
So they will understand the difficulties better. Me remembering what I was like when I was that age.
They'll be idolized, whereas if you're, like, the parents' age, they're kind of like,
yeah. 7-3, but are there any others later, Miss Rainbow Catching Net? Please come now.
Victor Echo 7, Alpha Fox, New Hampshire. Second time on the air.
Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa Kilo.
Okay, Alpha Station, hold on for just one sec. You doubled with someone, not your fault. Let's go down to Peter first. Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa Kilo. Good morning, bud.
Morning, Brad, Michelle. Haven't heard Michelle on in quite some time. Hopefully she's not still sore from the run and whatnot. Everyone have a great day, and 7-3.
So, Michelle, are you still sore from last week's run?
I'm not sore from running. I'm sore from being
old.
Apparently, I have severe arthritis in my hip and almost bone on bone. So that kind of explains a lot of the pain I've been getting.
It really does, doesn't it?
There you go.
But, Peter, you cannot distract us. Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa Kilo, Peter, I'd like to present to you the SEPTMD is prese for successfully checking in every day this week. Congratulations, my friend.
thanks, Brad. It's been fun all week.
7-3. Okay.
7-3, Peter. It's great to hear you, actually.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to the other station that said you're a new amateur. Could I get your call sign again, please, my friend?
Victor, Echo 7 Alpha, Fox, Fox. Check it in.
All right. We have Victor, Echo 7 Alpha, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. I hope I got that right. May I have a first name, my friend?
That is correct. Victor Echo 7 Alpha Foxtrot Foxtrot. My name is Matt.
Matt, just so you know, thank you very much. I am Brad, Victor Alpha 7, Bravo Whiskey X-ray. I don't expect you to remember any of that, my friend. In case you don't know, this is the Rainbow Country Net. We're here every day of the year. Generically, early start at about 8 o'clock. Roll call starts just after 9. The most common question I get is, Brad, how do I get on the roll call so you come to us that we don't have to come to you? It is purely a numbers game. So generically, you check in 3 or 4 times the previous week. Then you can sit there on your transceiver, wait for us to call you. Did I bore you, my friend?
Copy that. I love it. Thank you.
And Matt, only if you want to answer, what is your home QTH? That means, where is your home located generically? Michelle and I live here in New Westminster. What community do you call home? It's called your QTH, if you didn't know.
I am currently calling from Maple Ridge, but I reside in Pitt Meadows. Over.
Perfect, my friend. It is purely for the log. And just so you know, now when you call into the Rainbow Country Net, if I haven't dissuaded you from calling back ever again, but next time you call in, we will know who you are. Have any questions for me, or are you going to say, Brad, you talk too much?
No questions at this moment. Just showing my daughter how the ham radio works. She's very interested. She's loving it.
Oh, that's fantastic, Michelle.
It's Victor Alpha 7, Mike Alpha Echo. My name's Michelle. And hello, Matt. Welcome to Rainbow Country Net. And hello to daughter.
Copy that. Thank you. I'll sign off now. 73, everybody. Thanks again.
You, too, have an amazing day.
732.
And for your daughter, yes, Michelle is better at this than I am. But just don't tell anyone else that. 7-3. This is Brad, Victor Alpha 7, Bravo Whiskey X-ray. This is the Rainbow Country Net. I have finished the roll call. I'm looking for Later Mist. Please come now.
Victor Echo 7, Golf Delta Sierra for a recheck.
Gary, welcome back, my friend. I bet you're going to say, Brad, I checked in just after 8 a.m. What are you doing here 4 hours later? Victor Echo 7, Golf Delta Sierra. Welcome back.
Yeah, well, it did surprise me a little bit. But anyway, on a coffee break, and I'm out in the shed, and you're not receiving me as well as you usually do, but I'm on my garden shed transceiver at the moment. Anyway, just wanted to check it out, see if it works. So thank you very much there, Brad and Michelle. 73 is all from Victor Echo 7, Golf Delta Sierra.
Echo 7, Lima Golf Tango, recheck.
So I've got good news for you, my friend. You are about 200 on the voter up at Mount Seymour. You're not full quieting. Larry, hold on for just 1 sec. But it is a good signal, just so you know.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much. Well, I am running 70 watts here. It's an old radio, an old Kenwood, what is that, 2570A. Anyway, still works, so there you go. Anyway, we'll let you go and catch the next one there, Brad, 73.
You have an amazing day, my friend. Sorry for all the information, but I kind of like telling people when they say new radio or new in my shed or something, I like to put numbers to that kind of conversation. Thanks for putting up with me, 7-3. Larry, welcome back. I bet you're going to say, Brad, how can you be here? It's been like 500 hours. Victor Echo 7, Lima Golf Tango. What do you say, bud?
Roger, I'm going to cut out here. I'm in the drive-thru, but yeah, no, it's, I just wanted to check in twice to make up for one of the days I didn't check in. Anyways, have a good one, V7LTT.
Then I will put an E and an X on the Saturday box just for you, bud. 7-3. Oh, this has been absolutely wonderful. I can't believe we've got so many people later missed. I figured everyone would be out doing exciting things. Are there any others later missed Rainbow Country Net? Please come now.
Victor Echo 7, Julia, Yankee Charlie.
Oh my goodness, this is a new call sign for me. Please be kind to me. Let's see if I've got this right. Victor Echo 7, Juliet Yankee Charlie. May I have a first name, please?
It is Stephen.
I love this, my friend, and you're doing absolutely fantastic. I bet you're rolling your eyes at me and saying, Brad, of course I'm doing great. Do you want this feel?
No, I just caught it from the last new guy, and so the only question I have is, why is it called the Rainbow Net?
Stephen, you asked the best questions, my friend. So back in 1981, what happened was Claire and her first husband used amateur radio because back then cellular phones or mobile phones were not as well. They had auto tel phones, but they didn't have them. So they used to use Simplex to talk back and forth about regular stuff. I'm going to be late for dinner. Do you need me to pick up anything on the grocery store? Anyway, they congregated or they gathered with a bunch of their friends. And the first repeater that this net was put on was VE7RCN, which then became the Rainbow Country Net, even though we're not on that repeater anymore.
Okay, RCN, that makes sense now. Love it. I've heard you guys on a few times over the last couple of weeks, but I thought I'd check in. I'm on my way out to Delta right now, but my home base is Abbotsford.
Stephen, not only are you wise, but you are brilliant because you knew the next question I was going to ask you. So, Victor Echo 7, Juliet Yankee Charlie, Stephen, welcome to the Rainbow Country. That, as you know, the roll call starts about 9. Normally, we start earliest at about 8. You're going to say, Brad, everybody knows this. You might not know that the net controllers normally start on Sunday and on Saturday. So this is my last day, which is your good luck, because starting tomorrow, Brian, Victor Echo 7, Charlie Tango Hotel, is way better than I am.
You're so humble. I think you guys are all great.
We do. We have an amazing bunch of people. Check in as little or as much as you like, my friend. I'm just glad that you checked in today. 7-3, bud. Michelle, you want to say 7-3?
7-3.
This is so good. Are there any other later Miss Rainbow Country Net? Please come now.
Victor Alpha 7, Mike Charlie Zoo in the park.
Hello, and Victor Alpha 7, Mike Charlie Zulu. What do you say, my friend?
Beautiful sunny day, and I'm wearing shorts. What more can you say?
I say a real computer guy would call that thing a scare ball and would still be in underground.
You need to get outside, Brad. Need to get outside.
You are so right. The short of that is, Brad, you just need to get out, buddy. You have a great day. I haven't forgotten about your phone call. I will call you later today. Is that okay?
Sounds like a party.
You have a fantastic one. 7-3, my friend. This is so good. We had Stephen check in, first time on the Rainbow Country Net. We had Matt check in from the Rainbow Country Net. We had Herondale check in from the Burnaby Amateur Radio Club Saturday Coffee Meeting at Caribou Park. That's the one in Burnaby, not Vancouver. Are there any others later Miss Rainbow Country Net? Please come now.
Hey,
That is fantastic. Let me go through a bit of a spiel. And just so people know, coming up, we have Brian starting this Sunday. He, of course, does a week. And then we have Mike and Janine coming back. Yes, it cost us a fortune to put them back into the big chairs. So normally, just so everyone knows, we normally go in call sign order. So normally it's Bravo November, then Bravo Whiskey, Charlie Tango Hotel, Sierra Juliet Tango, then the guest lecturer series. Every now and again, we mix them up for whatever the reason may be. One of us may have an appointment or we can't do it, so we shuffle.